2023. Whoop-diddy. It's been a great podcast. February, Groundhog Day, Valentine's coming up. Could be interesting.
That's true.
And the Super Bowl.
We've literally pissed off Gwen. She might not be back.
No,
after
I'm
this.
Fine. I just
She's not fine.
I want to talk about that movie that shall not be named.
She's not fine. But anyway.
It's not a Voldemort spinoff.
I'm Brian Kluger.
I would much rather watch a Voldemort spinoff.
I'm with Adam Conway.
Hey, hey.
Gwen Reyes.
Hey.
Andrew Conway.
Hola.
And Gadiel Khan.
Hola.
And since it's February 2nd, we are going to talk about all the cool releases you can purchase or see or listen to in the month of February.
Well.
Release me.
So we're going to start with Gwen, the person who cannot wait for Superman vs. Batman to come out.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Gwen Reyes, what music can I buy in February?
All right, well, since it's cold and wet outside, I only pick sad albums to go with my toys.
That's cool.
There's
sad
no boy band
bastard.
Albums this month?
All right.
No, but there is the new KDB album that does drop.
Wait a minute.
Monday, so that's kind of a boy, it's a girl band or whatever.
Yeah, a little bit.
Girly.
But
February 11th, we have a new Band of Horses album.
Oh, I like Band of Horses.
So
good.
Get your sweaters ready and your winter feels.
There'll be it is.
Your layered clothing. You know?
Get your barn cleaned out.
Yep. Yeah. Everybody find your flannel and your ironic facial hair.
And your banjo if you
just
have
go
one.
With it.
Just play some tunes.
I love Band of Horses because I remember listening to them on a really long road trip for an entire 2 days, just straight, like one album, just over and over.
You
didn't
tell yourself?
No, I didn't. I thought darkness, but no. Also, on February 18th, we have the new Fantogram album coming out. They're another side for Poppy Band.
Cool.
And then on the 25th, Beck and St. Vincent both have new albums coming out.
Beck's going to be the big one this month.
I think so.
I like St. Vincent.
What I've heard of the new St. Vincent's pretty good. So,
So those are the ones you recommend to buy? Are you going to buy those?
I don't buy music.
I get cards
and then I buy it that way. I actually would probably get both the Band of Horses and St. Vincent's albums.
No Beck?
I'm not a big Beck fan.
No.
He's a Scientologist. I don't
you just said
him.
Before that you don't like music.
Quality musician.
No, I do. Okay, I did say that ironically, because I do like music. I just did not. I used to be really into new music, and now it's like there's so much that I get very overwhelmed by it.
So 2010.
And I wanna know all the new bands, but then I really just like what I like.
Insane Clown Posse.
Yes, I like ICP a lot. Drink my Faygo.
She's a juggalo.
Broken Bells you should add to your list.
I do like Broken Bells.
They have
I like
an
Fiery
album coming
Furnace.
Out.
Theirs is a March. It's a March album.
Way to blow it, Gotti.
Gotti.
Whatever. Gotti, do you want to go?
With music or
TV, yeah.
Yeah,
TV shows. What's
what TV shows come out in February?
Well, there's a lot, actually. February is kind of a busy, fun month. Walking Dead
is
coming back. The Olympics obviously will be next week.
But Walking Dead, let's go back to
but
Walking
Dead.
Walking
Dead is back.
February 9th.
February 9th on AMC.
Are they going to be showing it at Angelica?
I thought you were. Really?
I can't
Somebody can't promote
information.
Some information even though you run the motherfucker.
We'll know around when it's time for the season.
We'll just show up and hope that it's
So
there.
Next week you'll fucking announce it?
Yeah, we'll see.
Asshole.
Wow.
But yeah, this is the second half, and we get to see them outside the prison, so it should be total anarchy.
I love that
a lot
AMC does that
death.
With that show. I wish that they would do that with more shows.
Well,
they would split 10 episodes.
It bumps
years.
The suspense.
Is it
so
10
much
or
8?
More.
It's 8.
It's
8. So 16 in 1 year.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
I'd rather get than
yeah.
10 in 1 year.
It definitely gives them a little bit more space to flesh things out. And get everything
done. It's expensive. They film 9 months out of the year.
So
show.
Do you think that...
But a lot of that has to do with distance. Because there's so many crews, they've got to do so much more planning.
There's 20 different characters.
Yeah. Well, and there's also like 15 different set locations.
Yeah.
I mean,
all
a lot
around
of those
the
people don't
below.
Ever hang out with each other.
The Moroccan ones, they always got to get
Do you think
approval.
Walking Dead is going to be quality, the second part?
It looks
I'm
like
very much excited
awesome.
About this. The trailer does look really good. I didn't really like the last episode all the way through. I mean, it was epic with the killing, but I didn't like some of this stuff. But I'm excited for this.
So do you think Walking Dead's done with their second season slowdown with on the farm?
I think they're just going to bloody the hell out of everyone from here on out. And I think that'll get everyone back on board, and next season will be, once again, the biggest TV show
again
of the year again.
Yeah, yeah.
I totally see that happening.
It ended that way.
Yeah. I feel like all going to be separate for the whole. Just whole
yeah, all the stories are going to be so wide open.
Just come back in together at the end, and then set it up for next season is what I'm
totally
predicting.
Think that'll happen. But that's obviously coming up February 9th, which is Winter Olympics weekend. So it's a very packed February 8th and 9th. Another couple announcements. Let's see. About a Boy, even though Gwen said...
I liked it.
You did like
yeah.
it.
It's interesting because it's a 30-minute.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun to see Kadams try to do a 30-minute
comedy. I'm a huge Parenthood fan.
They do the entire movie in 25 minutes.
So it is based off the movie.
It is based off the movie. And they...
See, I like the main guy. But
yeah. the premise is the first episode is
the
movie
entire
one.
Movie.
And then every episode afterward is a new story. That's...
Yeah.
The cool part about it. It's not just the movie over first four.
So it's a half hour, so
it's
going to be 22 minutes?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Jam-packed, too. It should be interesting. Let's see. We've also got House of Cards.
I cannot wait.
It's February 14th, Valentine's Day, so it's easy to remember.
All episodes. Yeah.
House of Cards could be a huge season, could be a letdown, you never know. I mean, Homeland kind of sucked balls second season. So hopefully House of Cards won't, though, and that's Valentine's Day. We won't. For all you people that like Glee, it's out on February 25th. Yay.
Insane Clown Posse version of Glee. I'm waiting for it. Or Gwar.
I'd actually love to see that. I will admit
that.
Well,
isn't Glee ending this season or is it next season?
Next season. Sunshine up.
Gwar.
Speed it up, son.
I wish I could.
One that I know me and Adam are very excited by. The end of the month, February 28th, is Hannibal.
Oh, my God. The first two new episodes are so good.
You saw it?
Yeah.
Oh, jealous.
So good. So good.
And who's joining the cast? Someone big?
Yes.
Michael Pitts?
Yeah, Michael Pitts.
Coming in.
From Boardwalk.
Also, Eddie Izzard will be back.
Oh, nice. I love this character.
And another... What was the big girl that was on the show?
Was it Gillian Anderson?
Gillian Anderson's my back.
Sweet.
She was good. I thought it was one of but that's at the end
I
of the month.
I just started watching that show.
Hannibal is easily top five shows on TV for me. I think for Adam and probably Gwen. You should really get into it.
Yeah.
Bloody
it's
good time.
Right
I just
on top
started
of
watching
it.
And it's
Mads
only 13 episodes,
is,
so it's good.
I Mads might be the best Mads actor on TV. Now that Bryan Cranston's done, I think Mads will... take over the award show
Matt
the next season.
Awesome.
He's incredible.
Yeah.
And it's cool
because
like in the first episode some shit happens and then it starts 12 weeks after that or before that. So it's
so,
all going
to
be like
to
a
remind people, the ending of the first one was our main character going to jail.
Spoiler alert.
What?
That's fine. If you
it's
watch
off.
It, you
it's
watch
just,
it.
Yeah, it's been a whole
year.
Okay.
But that's it. So
yeah,
that's,
Will goes to jail. Will is suspected of being the murderer and so he goes to jail.
But we all know better. So, Hannibal, very excited about that. And also, the day before that is History Channel's Vikings, which it's already been renewed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it looks really good.
Mads' brother's on that show.
Mads' brother is on that show.
As is Eric the Vampire. What's his name? Alexander
Skarsgård's
brother
yeah.
is also on the show.
The biggest Skarsgård, if you know what I
mean. well, you also forgot to mention the second season premiere of The Americans.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Which
you
is February 26th.
Yes. The day before The Vikings.
Yeah. I don't watch that show, but...
It's a really good trailer, like, and they did a teaser trailer for it. It looks really... Like, the season's going to be dark and... The kids will find out more.
Yeah, the kids find
the
out
end
much
of
in the first
the, one of the better parts of the end of the first season was the daughter sneaking around and watching her parents. And now we get that full story plot line. I think that's going to be one of the better ones because I think the daughter's in trouble or in danger.
Yeah, she's getting too close to her Russian parents.
Now, is Game of Thrones March or April?
March.
It's
April.
April.
Oh,
April 16th.
Oh, I thought it was March.
Oh, it's April 16th. April 6th.
Damn it. Yeah.
We're actually doing a... Premiere with HBO.
Oh, nice. Really?
Sweet.
But anyways, that is in TV news. Should be a real fun, big-ass month.
Yeah, that's a big month.
Walking Dead to open, and we'll close with some more blood in Hannibal.
All right, I'll head over to comic book releases as well as Blu-ray releases. Comic book releases, February 5th, Captain America number 16, Loki, Agent of Asgard, number one.
It's not Tom.
And they gave him a Tom makeover, though.
Yeah. Ooh, well, there you go, Gwen.
Loki, Agent of Asgard, number one. Miss Marvel, number one. Punisher, number one. Wolverine, number one. And X-Men, number 10. All February 5th. Deadpool, number 23, if you're keeping up with Deadpool.
Marvel.
That's February 12th.
Brian Posehn writes the name.
Posehn?
Kick-Ass, number three. Or Kick-Ass 3, number six, I should say.
Yeah.
Comes out if you're kicking Kick-Ass, which would probably be another movie at some point.
I hope.
She-Hulk, number
one.
The
Return of Father.
February 19th, Daredevil, number 36, which is the final issue.
Before the reboot.
Correct. New Warriors, number one, and Fantastic Four, number one. So lots of number ones.
Right, yeah, Marvel now is in high gear.
Yeah, so it's going
to... Who was signed on potentially to play Gambit?
Channing Tatum.
That's right.
Well, that's who the producer wants.
Oh.
A lot of people, fans, wanted a Josh Holloway to play Gambit at one point.
I love the Gambit character. I want a movie, but I want it...
But not Channing Tatum.
No.
Wasn't it? Who
I like
Taylor
Channing
Kish.
Tatum.
He was the original one. Original.
What's wrong with Channing?
I like Channing.
He's like too
he's a good
big
actor.
And bulky.
Gwen and I saw a trailer to Jupiter Ascending yesterday, and Tatum was in that. It looked
yeah,
awesome.
Which one?
Jupiter Ascending, though. Which house?
Oh,
he's
that
looks
so
white.
Good.
Is that
trailer?
Is that based on
is
something?
Is it white?
Or,
it's like
I don't know.
Yeah,
I have no idea. It looked awesome, though.
His hair looked like it was like a
and his pointy ears.
On.
Yeah.
It was cool. So I'll move on to Blu-rays. Big month for Blu-rays. Big, big month. February 4th, we have Dallas Buyers Club, which is a great Blu-ray so far. Death Wish, the 40th anniversary.
Yeah. Really?
Edition. Doctor Who Season 6 from the BBC.
What?
Escape Plan, which is a great Blu-ray. And great extras, by the way. That was the one with Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Best line of that movie.
Napoleon Dynamite has its 10th anniversary.
Ooh.
That is Blu-ray.
Crazy. They do
10 years.
Criterion?
No, there's no Criterion. And then Night of the Demons from the 80s is coming out in a collector's form. February 11th, Gotti's favorite movie, All Is Lost, is going to be debuting on Blu-ray.
Quality.
Austin Land, which was a solid.
I like
you know what? I really enjoyed it. I don't know why people panned
it. I like
it.
Austin Land.
Blue is the Warmest Color. The Counselor.
Lesbian.
Ender's Game. Disney's The Jungle Book.
It was a very huge month. You were right.
Disney's The Jungle
which,
Book.
The animated version?
Yeah, the animated version.
Coming
and
out of the vault. Action.
Well, they're both
called
vault. Disney's The Jungle Book. So.
And Sherlock Season 3. February 18th, we have Darkman, the Collector's Edition.
Speaking of Liam Neeson.
Yeah, exactly. Sam Raimi movie. We have Fantastic Mr. Fox on Criterion, which will be all Wes Anderson's movies on Criterion.
Movie.
Finally.
It's all right.
George Clooney.
It's
all
right.
And Game of Thrones Season 3, which I got yesterday in Blu-ray in the mail. It's awesome so far. And then February 25th, Big. Gravity comes out. Nebraska. Thor, The Dark World, and King of the Hill Criterion.
Oh my god, the Thor, The Dark World one is the one I want to buy.
That is a big February Blu-ray release.
Only for the special, special feature.
The Thor one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I won't watch the movie again, but I will watch.
I'm excited for Gravity. I can't wait to get that here. I'm
sure you will.
Can't wait.
You're going to watch it on your TV and realize how shitty it was?
Nope, not at all.
True story.
So those are Blu-ray. Save your money this month. There's a lot. So I'll move on to Adam. Adam, what you got in video game releases?
Video game releases. If you're a fan of Fable, they're doing a Fable Anniversary Edition coming out February 4th, which will have both the first two games and like a preview of the third. Then we have The Wolf Among Us from Telltale Games, who does the really good Walking Dead. They're doing episode 2. And The Wolf Among Us is based on the comic book Fables from Vertigo, which is pretty cool in itself. Then we also have the Lego Movie video game coming out February 7th in, I guess, whenever the movie comes out. It's the same thing. calm down, Gotti. I couldn't think of the word I was thinking of. Then we have, like I mentioned before, The Last of Us expansion Left Behind is coming out February 14th. Then we have a... Rayman Legends.
Rayman still out?
Yeah.
Wow.
This is coming out for Xbox One and PS4 on February 18th as well. Then a big Wii U game, Donkey Kong Country, comes out February 21st.
Man, I just don't see...
Too bad Wii U is pretty much dead and dying.
Do you think it'll sell 100,000 copies?
Oh, I know. I guess Wii U, I guess they just downgraded their sales of the
games. Yeah, I talked about that last week.
From 9 million to 2.6.
Yeah,
so.
We talked about that, and they need to sell their rights to their games.
Well, they're not going to. They said they have a stockpile of cash they're going to try to use to infuse...
Infuse what?
I don't know. The company?
They're making a bad decision.
Then we also, February 25th, we got Castlevania coming back, Lords of Shadow 2.
Sweet.
Might be fun. And then we have Plants vs. Zombies, Garden Warfare. This is what it sounds.
My goodness.
Plants are fighting zombies.
Is it just like a tapping game?
I don't know. It's
like send some staff out.
I think it's not. I think it's actual some...
Like
real
play?
Gameplay.
Wow, interesting.
Then we also have a Final Fantasy 13 Lightning Returns coming out February 11th.
Square Enix, man.
Games out like every other month, it seems.
Was it good?
That was
and then
awesome.
A big game that called Thief, which looks really, really cool, is coming out for pretty much every console. And it's supposed to be hopefully like the next Assassin's Creed they're hoping like a modern day. So.
Nice.
And that's what we got pretty much video game releases for February.
All right. Movie releases. What can we look forward to? January and February is still terrible for movies.
Yeah.
Lego Movie is probably the best one I've seen so far.
Well, you're in luck. Lego Movie comes out
next. You guys
are
completely discounting Vampire Academy.
February 7th.
Wait, there's a movie called Vampire Academy?
February 7th, we have the Lego Movie, which we've mentioned a little bit already. So you guys were actually seeing
awesome.
Already. It's,
yeah, it was great. It was really good.
It's
got some great voice work.
It's great
Chris Pratt,
for adult
Elizabeth
and
Banks,
children.
Will Arnett. Yeah, and
especially the kid that sat behind Brian and me and went, "This is crazy."
He did say that.
This movie is crazy.
Also on February 7th, we have Vampire Academy, which I guess Gwen is the
It'll be this
too.
Year. It's beautiful.
What is...
Have you seen it already?
No.
So it's going to be that bad?
Yeah, it's going to be that bad.
Wow, okay.
It is going to be that bad and I'm going to love it.
He's my vampire
brother. I hated the book, though.
Yeah, Vampire Academy.
Absolutely hated
it's
the book.
Got a bunch of weird stuff.
I couldn't make it past the third.
It's got Dan Fears, Morris, and Stringais.
What is Vampire Academy about?
So it's about a girl named Rose Hathaway, who's a Dampier. She's a half vampire, half
Are
human.
We really effing doing that?
Oh, no. I'm going to hear this.
Yeah, let's hear
of
this.
Of all the releases this freaking month.
She is a secret order that's supposed to protect the Moroi. Which is a mortal vampire race.
Do you hear
and
that?
So.
Royal.
That mortal, a royal vampire race that's mortal, a mortal vampire race from the Stringai.
Strigoi, yeah.
Strigoi.
Strigoi.
Yeah. Who are the mortal.
The Jewish vampire.
The mortal vampires.
That is true.
That are.
A moil.
They're the bad ones.
They're the
bad
guys.
This is the shit I'm talking about.
And it's so and it takes place in the academy high school, so there's a lot of
if they sever the
a lot of fun in high school.
So it's
hijinks.
A Gwen movie.
Okay.
A lot
what
of fun
saying.
In high school.
The books were shit, but the movies are good.
So Gwen.
So this month is Gwen month because it's a bunch of
And then February 7th. Yep. Besides those two movies, we also have Monuments Men, George Clooney's movie that got pushed back from last year.
The last few reviews I've read that were
it's
in
mixed.
LA,
it's definitely a mixed,
not good reviews.
Mixed bag. So we'll see. We'll
halfway
see.
Through the book, and Robert Edsel's book is quality, though.
Right. February 14th, Valentine's Day. We have a lot of great romantic movies, including RoboCop.
It's going to be
very,
shit.
Very romantic. It's a great.
I'm
guessing
you.
It's more of a counter. There's
it's okay.
Several romantic movies. I'm guessing this is the counter programming to that. We'll see. You know, Michael Keaton. He's great.
They're like all remakes.
Well, a lot of people, if you look back to February 14th releases, they do a lot of horror, violent movies. At least one.
Almost every movie
it's
on the 14th is a remake. So
yeah, and then we have About Last Night
remake
with our boy Kevin Hart.
He's in everything
it's going to make $100 million.
I'm amazed he hasn't come to Dallas to promote that movie.
Is he the next Will Smith?
I'm sure he's probably
right
along.
He's good right along, but I mean, he comes
I'm sure
every damn movie.
Is Kevin Hart the next Will Smith? Will he be in Bad Boys 3?
He's more like the next Martin Lawrence.
He's been in a lot of stuff already.
Yeah.
You don't realize he's actually been out for like 10 years.
Kevin Hart.
But now his movies are making.
He was in the 4-Year-Old Virgin. Remember that?
Was it Kevin Hart? No, he wasn't.
Yeah, his scene was cut from that movie.
No, he was like,
That was on the DVD. It was not in the theatrical version.
I thought it was, but I don't know.
Okay, go ahead. So it's a Kevin Hart romantic comedy. It's
gonna wait, be, get back
in
the egg.
Yeah. You might like it. And then a movie for Gwen, Endless Love.
Oh,
with,
God, yeah.
With one of her favorites.
That rich girl. No one likes that rich girl.
It's a timeless classic. Privileged rich girl in a guy that doesn't have a lot of money.
Privileged rich girl that was shunned by the rest of the
bitchy
girls. Yeah, because she's just so pretty. Her life is so hard.
And her dad just wanted her to see anybody.
Her dad died, and the wing of the school is named after him. You should know that.
Oh, excuse me. Well, Endless Love, February
14th.
Then we also got, which one I'm actually getting more and more excited about because some of the trailers that have come out. Winter's Tale, Colin Farrell.
I like Colin Farrell.
Russell Crowe. Apparently Will Smith.
The movie looks boring as hell.
So boring.
It's Will Smith. It's written by...
They don't show it, so it must be a bad part or something.
Yeah.
In the Jennifer Connelly.
I could see Will Smith being in it for less than 3 minutes and they give him top.
It's actually...
It's actually
he plays the judge.
Like,
I don't know what
it's
that...
It's going to be like a Brad Pitt thing where it turns out that he was a producer.
He's reprising his role as Legend of Bigger Vance.
Well, he probably is a producer because Akiva Goldsman, who's done a lot of Williams...
Akiva
Goldsman.
That's what I was thinking.
Last movies. So I'm sure Will Smith probably has a cameo because it's Akiva.
Yeah.
But
that's exactly what it is.
Yeah,
the movie looks boring.
Yeah, we'll see.
It's a hell of a cast.
Yeah, Colin Farrell apparently is not a demon, not an angel, but somehow is coming back.
Was that Russell Crowe in that too? Right,
Russell Crowe is the bad.
Exactly, because I really love the book.
Jennifer Connelly, William Hurt,
and then
it's a lot of big people.
Then another movie that's a smaller movie I don't know a lot about, but an indie, Adult World, is also opening up in February.
A what? A dog world?
Adult. It played Sundance. Yeah. I don't remember off the top of my head.
It's got Emma Roberts.
Is that the one with Emma Roberts and her boyfriend from American Horror Story?
Cusack plays the...
Yeah.
Talk about a disappointment. The last episode of that show.
Someone told me it was like the best thing they ever seen.
Oh, it was fucking boring.
Apparently not to Gwen.
Boring. I'm glad they got you.
You're the supreme, and let's go.
Okay.
Bye.
We'll talk about this off.
February 21st, we have 3 Days to Kill, which is, for some reason, Kevin Costner. It's his year again. He's coming back.
This actually looks really good.
Taken.
It's coming back.
It's written by Luke.
Taken.
It looks like Luke.
I saw Draft Day.
It's got Kevin Costner, and it's got Haley Steinfeld from True Grit.
And written by Luke Besson.
Yeah, well, the only thing it's got going against, directed by McG.
I don't know.
McG hasn't done anything good ever.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah, so pretty much it's about a dying Secret Service agent trying to reconnect with his daughter, who is given one last chance to take this serum that may save his life if he does one last job. It's one last job before he retires.
I bet he only has 3 days.
Oh, and then also that week, we also have Pompeii.
If it's just the song, I'm totally fucking in.
Yeah, I don't. What's this? What, you know?
In 3D.
Ooh, 3D.
Directed by the terrible Paul W.S. Anderson.
We got some. You know, we got Kit Harington from Game of Thrones in it. So
such a boring actor.
They're making it a Gladiator meets
Carrie Ann Moss from the Matrix trilogy, and then Emily Browning from Sucker Punch.
Yeah, you've sold it so well.
She's
and it's a historical documentary about
something that's not historical.
It's sure historical.
Or has ever been documented.
Well, the good
thank
thing
you.
Is, like the ending
fucking
of Titanic,
morons.
We know what happens to
I didn't know that Vesuvius and Pompeii were on the
this is based
side
on
of the
actual
ocean.
Events. How the fuck do they know?
I didn't know an ocean was right next to
them. Yeah, so that's going to be exciting.
Paul W.S. Anderson has made a good movie since Event Horizon.
I was going to say, he's made a good movie.
Since ever.
What?
Event Horizon was a good movie.
I love Event Horizon.
Not because of Paul.
Yeah. In February 28th, we have some just meh.
What are you talking about?
We have someone's son.
It's called Son of God.
Hello.
Someone's son.
Another life
it's
story.
It's just the remaking of the Bible. Like, it's the movie, it's the TV show, The Bible. Theatrically released.
It is. Roma Downey.
There's nothing new on it except
what's
that they
the
cut
Bible
some
about?
Stories.
Tell us the story.
Tell us the story of the Bible.
Which is scary.
The story of Jesus.
Well, I love the marketing for this. They're marketing the Latino community because they think they're the only ones that are going to go watch this movie.
Well,
I feel bad for my Mexican friends after I see this.
Well, they have a newcomer, Diego Morgado,
who's
playing Jesus. So that
it does coincide with Mexican television, who just did the full Jacob story on their TV. Like they did
Jacobo.
A full Jacob. Thank you.
Yes, it's really just the History Channel's The Bible.
It is.
Released.
But done for a Latino audience. Like, this is a... It's much more Latino.
So it leaves so many Bible in it.
Teach me. He
plays Judas. Jesus, I'm going to have to...
I got a local release if y'all want to assume. Oh, you have more.
I got two more.
I thought that God would have ended it.
No, we got... Well, better than Son of God, we got Nonstop.
Taken on a Plane.
Liam Neeson with a certain set of skills on a plane. Air Marshal.
Interesting.
With Julianna Moore.
There's just no stopping Liam Neeson.
There's no stopping because it's a nonstop movie with nonstop action
the gray.
And
the
nonstop gray. Adventure.
That was good.
This is a sequel to
it's not in the fucking air.
somehow a pack of wolves on a plane.
And then the other big release on February 28th is Welcome to Yesterday, which actually seems a little... Like, the trailer kind of seems pretty interesting. It's about a group of teens who discover plans for a time machine, and
it's Michael Bay ripping off people.
Chronicle.
What it is?
Well, because it's definitely like a found footage thing. Because and the thing in the actual trailer shows some cool stuff. But yeah,
is that a picture of me with my backpack in a photo of me when I was 5? Let's make this time machine that we got in fucking mail. It was supposed to send my dad. It looks like shit.
If you're missing Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, this is not it, unfortunately. But
so those are the releases?
Those are the
releases.
I got one local connection.
He's got one local release.
I think it's February 7th is Love and Air Sex, which used to be called Bounce Back. It was from Austin. And
are you going to the screening on the
20th? I'm trying to. I don't know. That's
the trailer is
time.
Funny.
Is it? 20th is a busy day.
It's a great movie.
You saw it?
Really? Yeah.
Yeah,
they did a full tour, and it was actually...
It was a diff.
Year.
It's great.
Bounce Back. Okay.
Bounce Back. Yeah.
Just, it's a real good movie. I hope it does really well, because it's, you know, one of those Austin
films. I'm waiting for my
films.
Fulfillment. I donated to
that
Kickstarter.
Yeah. It's got a lot of Dallas love.
It's all right.
And the team's brought it up here. It's actually written by one of the co-creators of Second Thought Theater, Stephen Walters, wrote the story, so got a Dallas connection.
Your favorite
Walters brother? Yeah. So there you go.
Cool. Those releases for this month?
Son of God, man! Woo!
That's going to be the top movie of the year.
There we go.